line, though, Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV and host of the Packers Transplants, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Aaron, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm still trying to figure out the season and trying to get beyond the obvious as to what went wrong. But as this team sits home right now and watches this playoff weekend, they're searching for a head coach and searching for a lot of answers. Give me your 2018 synopsis.
Well, I think two things happened. I mean, obviously, we saw the transition of power, the top of the power structure there in Green Bay, with Brian Gutekunst coming in, being dealt, I guess, a less than stellar hand, with the cupboard being somewhat bare from Ted Thompson's final couple of drafts. You couple that with the injuries that they sustained at key positions, and then let's face it, a subpar year from Aaron Rodgers, whether that's the scheme, whether that's the knee injury, whether that's just father time catching up to him. A lot of factors played into it, but you can't deny that even statistically, a good year comparative to other quarterbacks, for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, it was not what we're used to. And you put that together with the eroding relationship, I guess you'd call it, between Mike McCarthy and his quarterback, and you throw that all into a pot, and that's the mix you get in 2018.
How much of a problem do you think just the quarterback situation has become in Green Bay, and do you think it is fixable?
I think it's entirely fixable. I think a large part of it is, getting Rodgers to play kind of within himself, which sounds weird to say about a two-time NFL MVP, but it sure seems like you look over those games from this year where he's missing very uncharacteristic throws. Just got to get him back to the basics. Maybe somebody who can break him down and build him back up, much the same way Mike McCarthy did when he came in with Brett Favre. I don't think this is an impossible task. I think he's got all the physical tools he'll ever need to compete for a very long time at a high level. He's just got to be more consistent. We saw way, way too much, throwing the ball away, way too much turning down open looks, way too much not hitting checkdowns, real basic stuff that, for the most part, yes, Rodgers, like I said, he's won two NFL MVPs, but playing a very different style of game that he, sure, this year, didn't look like he's capable of playing anymore.
Now, I was as hard on Aaron as anybody, and what bothered me was the pointing at everybody else. And to throw in every now and then, yeah, I missed some throws too, but it seemed like for the guy that took all the credit, that stood up there and smiled and had that sheepish grin and going to go home and have scotches and all that kind of stuff when things were really good, it seemed like he didn't want any of the blame.
I mean, yes and no. I think early in the season, especially after that Bills game, that's the only time it really kind of rubbed me the wrong way, when he very clearly, passive-aggressively threw Mike McCarthy under the bus for the game plan. Other than that, though, I thought, especially as the year went on, he did mention time and again how he needed to play better. Now, in the past, he has said those things, and he has gone ahead and played better. It's just this year, that didn't ever really happen. You never really had that eureka moment where things started to turn around, and he just laid waste to teams. I mean, that's what used to happen when he went through these stretches. So I understand the frustration of perhaps like him pointing things out, but that's not to say that they're not valid. I mean, week in and week out, he was talking about the timing with the wide receivers, and you just got to look at the tape to know that that's the truth. And
yeah,
really poorly run routes, bad spacing, things that are outside of his control. So while it's frustrating, I don't think, I don't think it's so much that he's deflecting blame as just kind of highlighting certain realities.
And for that particular point, you're absolutely correct. The fact that he's basically getting it done with Davante Adams, he lost Geronimo Allison, Jordy Nelson, obviously the security blanket wasn't there, Randall Cobb wasn't there a majority of the season, the tight end that they brought in didn't really turn out to be what they thought he was going to be, and then you're playing with a bunch of rookies. So completely understand his frustration level on that side. Now, you obviously have a head coaching change. Is, with all the names being kicked around right now, is there somebody that really trips the trigger?
Not really. I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, I was really kind of intrigued by Adam Gase once he got let go by the Dolphins, but from all reports, it doesn't sound like the Packers are interested, at least not initially. He's not on the list of candidates that they have asked permission or had interviews with. For whatever reason, that doesn't seem to be a route they want to go. I know Josh McDaniels, the New England Patriots offensive coordinator, is kind of the hot name at least on the internet when it comes to Packers fans. But, I mean, ultimately, I say this every year. It's just the first time in a long time that the Packers are actually involved in a coaching search. No one really knows. You know, this hire is going to get made, and some people will praise it. Some people will pan it. Fans will like it or hate it, whatever. But no one knows. I mean, so there's so much that goes into it. So much has to play out, whether it's, you know, if it's an offensive guy, who's his defensive coordinator? Who's his staff? What scheme is he implementing? Who's he bringing from his old gig? Who's he hiring off the street? But there's so much that goes into the success of the coach. What does Brian Gutekunst do in his second offseason? What kind of players does he provide him with? How aggressive is he in building this roster? There's so much yet that we're not going to know when this hire is made. Every year I say it. This year it pertains to the Packers. Whoever gets hired, we're not going to know for a pretty long while whether it was the right hire or if they've made a mistake.
The problem with that statement is you don't have a long time. You know what I mean? That's why it's almost you got to see at least a rise in results almost immediately, or what do you do?
I hear you, but, I mean, all you can do is let them make the hire, right?
Right.
So they're going to make the hire. When Mike McCarthy was hired, I don't remember a whole lot of excitement. You know, he was coming off of a pretty pedestrian, if not poor, year with San Francisco as their offensive coordinator. Yet he was the right guy, and his initial results weren't exactly great. But he was the right guy to fix Favre and to develop Rodgers. You know, that's why I say, like, whoever does come in, and I know people are anxious because they feel the window is closing with Rodgers. Whoever's coming in is going to have to, you know, they've got a twofold job, not only to get Rodgers back to playing well and trying to contend with him at quarterback, but it's also going to be, you have to think in the next 2 or 3 years to develop whoever's coming next. So, while, again, I totally understand the, especially in this day and age, the instant kind of grading where everyone's going to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down or an ABC or whatever, you got to let it play out. At least give him a year or two to see what kind of coach he is and what kind of team they assemble.
Talking with, by the way, Aaron Egler, Cheesehead TV, and host of the Packers Transplants. So getting past that, how much money do you think this team is at? Because I'd said between 30, 35, maybe $37 million is what they're going to have to spend once you get past some of the other commitments. And they're not always going to press it against the cap. So I'm not thinking they're going to go out and spend a total of $50 million this offseason. But they're going to have a little bit of an amount. So you look at guys that are on the market, or at least if there's a trade possibility, say for a Le'Veon Bell, he would be on the open market. Antonio Brown wants out of Pittsburgh. Every time there's a name, somebody wants them to be brought in to Green Bay. I said, hey, look, you got to fortify the trenches and work your way out before you do anything else. How much money do you think this team is going to spend?
I mean, that's a great, great point about the trenches, because we saw this year, especially along the offensive line at least, how kind of nickel and diming that position, especially those guard positions, have really come back to cost them. You know, I think they're going to actually, with the rollover, they should be hovering around $44 million cap space. And if that's the case, they could definitely make moves in free agency. I don't think it'll be, like you just alluded to, those couple big names out there. And I know I get asked a lot about Jadeveon Clowney, who could possibly hit the free agent market. I don't think they're going to swing big for those types of players, only because if you look around the pantheon of the NFL and the amount of cap space that a bunch of other teams have, you know, the Packers, $44 million is a lot, but you know, there are teams out there that are going to have 80, 90, you know, a boatload of cap space to just go out and basically blow guys out of the water with offers. I don't think the Packers will want to compete with that, because they got a lot of work to do to build this roster. I think they're going to predominantly continue to build through the draft, but I think we saw last year, Brian Gutekunst is not afraid to go out and make a signing or two if he thinks it'll help the team.
What do you think they need the most? I mean, if you're going to have to, because I figure about 10 holes. You got to fix the right side of the offensive line. I figure maybe a wide receiver that you're going to get an additional weapon. You're going to get Geronimo Allison back. The young guys are going to come of age a little bit. Maybe fix the tight end position, but you need help on the defensive front. You need linebackers. You need safeties. Probably need another corner. Where would you go?
I mean, number one, I think you alluded to it just a little bit ago. I would fortify both fronts along the offensive side and the defensive side. Probably, some of it depends what's their scheme. you know, defensively, they could be switching to a 4-3 for all we know. And then maybe it becomes they need defensive ends. But for me, it's about the offensive line, ultimately, is the glaring kind of most pressing need. Because you saw early on, even before injury struck, you know, every single time they tried to take a shot off of play action. I mean, it was almost comical how it happened every single time they tried to do, you know, the boot action that Aaron has just completely destroyed teams with over the years. Every time they tried it, he was running for his life after the play fake. They have got to shore up the middle of that offensive line. You know, obviously Packers fans got a little bit spoiled with Josh Sitton and TJ Lang there for years. We've seen those guys, you know, walk away. And I think, you know, Lane Taylor is a fine guard. I think he's more than serviceable. The right side, that they definitely need a new starter there. But they need to upgrade kind of everywhere along the offensive line, interior, maybe draft somebody to get, you know, start grooming behind Brian Bulaga, because I think he has one more year in him, but you know you can't count on him to be there 16 games. So to me, that's the most pressing A number one thing. Because look, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about him needing to rebound, needing to play better. You know what's going to help him play better? A better offensive line.
The running game, how confident are you in the running game?
I like the talent, but the question is, what scheme are they running? Once we get a coach and we get some kind of idea of what kind of, you know, attack they're going to be using, what kind of scheme, maybe that changes what they're looking for along the offensive line. You know, we're coming off of, 12, 13 years of Mike McCarthy and the zone blocking scheme. Ryan Grant was on our show a couple weeks ago and talking about how, you know, he went to Washington and they practiced the running game, just drilled the running game in one practice more than they did in a week in Green Bay. Those are his words. So that tells you where the emphasis was, right? So if a new coach comes in there and says, look, we are going to run the ball, and they make it a priority, well, then maybe they need to beef up the line. Maybe they do a little bit more, you know, smash-mouth football, and maybe that changes the types of offensive linemen they want to go get. So I think they've got the backs. I think Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams can be a potent 1-2 punch. I am very excited to see, though, again, what scheme they're going to be in.
Aaron, always great to chat with you, buddy. I know in the next couple of weeks we're going to be talking possibly about a new head coach. I know they're casting a very wide net, and we'll see. And like you said, everybody's either going to love it or hate it, but it's certainly going to be something that's talked about between now and the start of the season, no doubt about it. Good stuff as always, pal, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV and the host of Packer Transplants. You can find his stuff there, but find it all on the internet. Go to Cheesehead TV, Packers Transplants as well. That's Aaron Nagler joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they'll be getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.